And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, July 29th, 2013. It's the birthday of Chester Himes, born in Jefferson City, Missouri in 1909. He was serving a 20-year sentence for grand larceny when he published his first short stories in Esquire. They brought him only temporary fame. He was still forced to work as a ditch digger when he was released. He published If He Hollers, Let Him Go to warm reviews, but the book didn't sell well. His second novel, Lonely Crusade, received universally bad reviews. In his despair, Himes followed other black expatriates to Paris. There he met an editor from a French publishing house who had started a series of dark detective novels, and the editor told Himes, "Get an idea, start with action. Somebody does something. A man reaches out a hand and opens a door. Light shines in his eyes. A body lies on the floor. We don't give a damn who's thinking what, only what they're doing. Don't worry about making sense. That's for the end. Give me 220 typed pages." Vincent van Gogh died on this date in 1890. He had shot himself in the chest in a wheat field 2 days before and managed to make it home to his own bed. The doctor decided not to remove the bullet, and his brother Theo was sent for. He rushed from Paris to his brother's bedside and reported that his brother's last words were, "The sadness will go on forever." It's the birthday of poet Stanley Kunitz, born in Worcester, Massachusetts in 1905, published his first book of poetry, Intellectual Things, in 1930. In 1971, his volume, The Testing Tree, marked a shift in his work from his early formal style to one that was looser, more personal, and written in everyday language. Stanley Kunitz was named Poet Laureate in the year 2000 at the age of 95, still publishing and promoting his poetry then. The Wild Braid is a collection of essays and conversations about his two loves, poetry and gardening, and was released on his 100th birthday. He died the following spring. And it's the birthday of documentary filmmaker Ken Burns, born in Brooklyn in 1953, but grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where his father was a professor at the university. He studied film and design at Hampshire College, and his first major film was Brooklyn Bridge in 1981. It's his 11-hour television miniseries, The Civil War, that made his name. He has since produced lengthy documentaries on jazz, World War II, the national parks, Prohibition, and two series about baseball. And here's a poem by Donna Messini entitled Slowly. I watched a snake once swallow a rabbit. Fourth grade, the reptile zoo, the rabbit stiff, nose in, bits of litter stuck to its fur, its head clenched in the wide jaws of the snake. The snake sucking it down its long throat. All throat, that snake. I couldn't tell where the throat ended, the body began. I remember the glass case, the way that snake took its time. All the girls groaning, shrieking, but weren't we amazed, fascinated, saying we couldn't look, but looking? Weren't we held there? Weren't we imagining? What were we imagining? Mrs. Peterson urged us to move on, girls, but we couldn't move. It was like watching a fern unfurl, a minute hand move across a clock. I didn't know why the snake didn't choke. The rabbit never moved, how the jaws kept opening wider, sucking it down. Just so, I am taking this in, slowly, taking it in to my body, this grief. How slow the body is to realize you are never coming back. Slowly, a poem by Donna Messini from her collection Turning to Fiction, published by W.W. Norton, and used here by permission on the Writer's Almanac. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.